Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, we're going to do, God damn it, there's every appropriate time. Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 30th day of January, 2019. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. You are listening to the word, it's 12:04 Pacific time. You are listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 micro. Oh, I already did that. We were down here. Okay. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the climate basin. Actually, a kind of a nice day. It'll be right in the middle of the winter, but I hear we got some cold coming. Always. That being said, let's see if we're... Better get the right papers here first. Okay. Volunteers help homeless prepare for dangerously cold temperatures. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, volunteers help homeless prepare for dangerously cold temps. This is from WGN. The extreme drop in temperatures can be quite dangerous and potentially life-threatening, especially for the city's most vulnerable population. Volunteers from Chai Gives Back were near Roosevelt Road and Des Plaines Avenue Monday evening to provide food, blankets, propane tanks to people in need. We live in the United States of America, Jamerica Holmes, a volunteer, said. The homeless problem should not be to this magnitude. No shit, and I have to agree with you 100%. Look what we're spending billions down on the border taking care of people from foreign countries, and our own fucking people are fucking freezing out in the goddamn cold, homeless, living in tent cities. Because this article showed the picture of the tent cities they're going out to. Jeremy Nelson has lived in a tent city in the suburb for the past 5 months. He said it is not easy, but the help of the volunteers is making it possible. This is a fucking outrage, but what in this country is not a fucking outrage, people? This is what we endure. What are they going to do to us? What are we going to let them do to us? Volunteers are also reminding people that a warming center and homeless shelter are not far away, even though they know many will choose to stay out in the cold. Warming centers are open and available to those experiencing homelessness throughout Cook County. That is what they have, where they have their freedom, one volunteer said. It's not for us to judge them, but for us to make sure that they're okay. There was one couple who did not want to speak on camera, who did not even have a tent. They only had the blankets provided to them by the volunteers, but you can bet, you know, they're watching big screen TVs. They got dental care. They got doctors. They got everything. Everything that those fucking, the foreign, to aid the foreign invasion into our country. Everything they need to hang out down there until they get their handful of money and their plane ticket. Hey, money's no object when it comes to fucking foreigners, foreign invaders. There are, volunteers said they will check up on them again on Tuesday. Last year, more than 5,400 people in Chicago were living on the streets or in shelters. However, advocates say the number is much higher, with not enough help for the mentally ill for anyone living out on the streets. But I guarantee you, you're paying billions to make sure there's counselors down there that can speak foreign languages for the invasion force, for the occupation force that's coming. Anyone in need of assistance should call the city's 311 system. And, you know, this is what it has come to. I mean, what are we going to take? Less fallout, more danger. U.S. low-yield warheads push doomsday clock closer to midnight. This is from RT. It was sent in by HD. I'm having trouble talking. God damn it, if I didn't. I was eating Fritos the other day. And it made a little jagged place on the back of my tooth. And it's cutting on my tongue when I talk. I filed on it some yesterday. I guess I'll file on it some more today. A new low-yield U.S. warhead is less powerful than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, but more capable of igniting a nuclear conflict than bigger nuclear weapons, analysts believed. Dubbed W-76-2, the weapon is now being produced by the Pantex plant in Texas. Oh, people should be proud of yourselves. According to Donald Trump's nuclear posture review, which he signed last year, the Trump administration, whose boss has already shown a fixation on building up nukes, claims the new low-yield warhead would give the U.S. a more flexible deterrent, and also a lot of contacts for his brother Jews, huh? Because that's who will get the contacts. It'll be built in China, financed through fucking Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. The new mini nuke has less velocity than the Hiroshima bomb, as it was designed by taking away one stage from the original two-stage W-76 thermonuclear device usually mounted on Triton ballistic missiles. The new warhead explosive power was reduced from 100 kilotons of TNT to around 5. And this is, I'm telling you, this being developed for Iran, and this is being developed for Jordan, no matter what Jordan thinks. This is being developed for Syria and Lebanon. This is what this is going to be used on. What's just low-yield nukes? I mean, we can do it. Do you think they won't push? They won't do it? Is there somebody out there that imagines they won't? Now, an enemy, Russia, for example, could no longer count on Washington being afraid of using its huge nuclear arsenal due to the unimaginable civilian casualties, the U.S. administration says. However, less damage doesn't mean no damage at all. And these will be taken over there for the they'll be based over there in Israel to shoot at the Iranians. You watch what I tell you. And then the little boy bomb, which the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and killed up to 80,000 people in 1945. And thus far in history, you know, with attacking countries, oh, they get nuclear capabilities and we got to destroy them because we're the only ones that have been, not us. This corporate aristocracy has been the only one sick enough to drop one of these motherfuckers on a civilian population. Make sure you remember that. Some U.S. mainstream media noticeably voiced concerns about the new weapon and the impact it will have on international peace. Defense News, for instance, cited some non-proliferation advocates who argue all nuclear weapons are strategic, not tactical. No shit. Some Democrats in Congress worry that installing a low-yield and high-yield warhead on the same missile creates a dangerous situation, well, yeah, it would, where an adversary cannot know which system is being used, the paper wrote. You know, I was talking the other day on the site about, you know, that I'd unleash the nukes before I would live as a slave. I'd destroy the whole planet. You're insane. Somebody wrote, and I had a good little argument with them on the site. But I'm insane. They would probably use these inside the continental United States to put down a fucking peasant uprising, wouldn't they? You think they'd hesitate? Oh, that's right. They love us, and they don't even want so much as a bullet to hurt us. Therefore, it would react as if the larger and deadlier warhead had been launched. That aside, the W-76-2 could give birth to another low-yield projectiles, reducing the threshold for using nuclear weapons. They want to do it, dude. Dudettes. A Russian military expert said such nuclear munitions could easily be launched from the B-21 Raider, a U.S. heavy bomber currently under development by the Northrop Grumman or the F-35 jet, he believes. What do we? Our number one export from this country is death. We're the sickest. We're not. We're the sickest. We're not. Not the people. This corporate aristocracy is the sickest. Goddamn, I don't even know what to call it. Cabal. Criminal cabal to ever exist on this goddamn planet. And I mean, we're seeing more and more of the Chinese, you know, the fucking, the Chinese, you can see more and more of the Chinese takeover. To see the new laws they passed, I think in New York, and they did it, and they're getting ready to do it in Virginia, where they can take a baby right when it's coming out, right when it's going to take its first breath and kill it. So that they can take the body parts, because, you know, people like George Soros, they like the hormones and stuff from little babies. It's easy. That's how they, you know, they live to be 190 years fucking old, is by fucking devouring little babies. They're being parted out. I mean, this is what we stand for. This is what we fucking stand for, people. And yet we just go on, and man, most people, hey, you go down and see them at the goddamn diner where Fox, where they go down to Ohio or somewhere in the little redneck section of town, and they sit down with the good old boys. Yeah, Trump, yeah, he's a great guy. This is good. He's doing a great job. We're making America great again by killing babies coming out of the womb. Now, the abortion issue, I don't like to get into, but babies coming out of the womb, to harvest them for the fucking Jews to eat, for the Jews to use, for just like they use the rhino horns and stuff, aphrodisiacs, to make themselves, it's like a human growth hormone. They take the juices and the blood and stuff from the babies, and they put it in themselves I guess to slow down their aging. Disgusting. Where were we here? Some U.S. Okay, we did. Some Democrats in Congress. No. That aside, the WS-76-2 could give birth to another low-yield projectile. Okay, we did that. Such nuclear munitions could easily be launched from the B-2. We did that. Other pundits are already sounding the alarm about the danger of the U.S. building low-yield nuclear weapons. I think it's time for a new meeting of major countries that have nuclear weapons to develop a new treaty or a new agreement that restricts what can be developed and what cannot be. What the fuck does it matter? What does it goddamn? No. This is just another way to suck the fucking wealth out of the people, hand it over to the industrial war complex. And then, of course, I think these low-yield nukes are being developed for the upcoming attack on fucking Jordan, Iran, and Turkey, and Lebanon, and Syria. So, yeah, we used a nuke, but it was the low-yield nuke, and we were only aiming at military targets. I can hear that coming out right now. And the agreement will have already been made through the back doors with Netanyahu and Putin. Well, as long as we keep it confined to that, you can go ahead and nuke the Persians. Develop a new treaty or agreement that restricts what can be developed and what cannot be developed. General Paul Vallely, formerly second in command of the U.S. Pacific Command, told RT, the belief that there might be tactical advantage using nuclear weapons. It's just sick. What the fuck, man? What would it be if there was as much effort and money put towards peace as there is, but there ain't no money to be made in peace and people living? There's only mammon to be acquired through death and blood. Kill. That's all this fucking country is, man. It is. I'm ashamed. I'll tell you what, our forefathers, the people who, you know, our two founders, if they, they're turning their heads away from us. They're turning their backs on us. They're looking at the fucking ground. They're going, God Almighty, that's my progeny. Really? That's what we let happen? Where did I go wrong with my son, and where did he go wrong with his son and his son and his son after that to reach this fucking point? The belief that there might be a tactical advantage using nuclear weapons, which I haven't heard that being openly discussed in the United States or Russia for a good many years, ain't got nothing to do with the United States and Russia. It's got to do with what they're getting ready to do in the Middle East. Is happening now in those countries, which I think is extremely distressing. Former U.S. Defense Secretary and arms control advocate William Perry was quoted as saying by The Guardian, and that's a very dangerous belief. Now, you think about these things, you know, they propagate these wars for money. Because nothing is ever gained by the people who die and kill each other in the fucking war. I mean, the government, the corporation, because it's all corporation, it's a corporate fucking planet. The corporations, they gain money from the blood of those that fucking kill each other for them. And the goddamn industrial war complex, and you know, they develop, they get the money. There's a benefit to them because they get to sell the munitions for people who don't even know each other, who wouldn't have a beef with each other. This government over here has a beef with this government. So you people get out there and kill each other. That's how stupid we have been for so fucking long, and it's got to stop. I mean, the war does not benefit the people ever. It benefits fucking corporations, period. And that's why we have to be in perpetual war, because they can never have enough. They will never have enough. They cannot satisfy their insatiable greed. Here's one for you. Ranching industry praises. What was that? Industry? I thought it was just all family things. Ranching industry praises Department of Interior after agency reissues Hammond Ranch's grazing permit. This is from Northern Ag, sent in by Amicus for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And, oh, everybody's back in love. I mean, I told you, these fucking people, you bet that these are the ones you better be watching your back when you go to fight. Because they love this fucking government. If they can get it back into control to where it is, putting them above the rest of the people in this country, they don't give a monk's fuck about my rights, your rights, anybody's rights. All they care about is their mammon and their social position that exempts them from the tyranny that is being inflicted upon you and I. In light of Public Lands Council, PLC, President Bob Skinner, and National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who has their own police force, by the way. They have their own corporate police force. You know, we talk about the corporate police all the time. They have their own corporate police force. President Kevin Kister today issued the following statement in response to the reissuance of the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, grazing permits to the Hammond ranchers, that same BLM. Brought in the agents and stuff and killed Lavoie Finnegan. Don't forget about that. Who came out there to defend these people's fucking rights. He was murdered by this fucking BLM motherfuckers. That the Hammond, they're going to praise them now because they got what they wanted, and that's all they give a shit about. They've never cared about the rest of the people in this fucking country except to how they can use this to their fucking benefit, and they're all going in the ground. There ain't gonna be no deportations, Mark Gorky. You keep fucking saying it, buddy. You want to die to save these motherfuckers? You want to fight us to keep us from killing them? Because that's what's gonna happen. They ain't none of them getting away. In light of a full unconditional presidential pardon, the reissuance of the Hammond Ranch's grazing permits is in the final step in writing the egregious injustices the Hammonds faced. What about the injustice that goddamn Lavoie Finnegan faced? We're just going to forget about it. Oh, that's all cool and everything. Everything that happened out there, that's all right. Now we're okay. We're a part of the fucking Masonic dirty church cabal, so we have no more further complaints. We're going to come together with you because you've lost all of the true patriot people out there. They figured your asses out, and now you need it. You need the good old boys, but there ain't enough. That Christian coalition just does not make up enough. You can say this country's a Christian nation, and most people will, I mean, a lot of people, they do. I'd say the majority profess I'm a Christian. But you ask them about that Bill of Fucking Rights and about this goddamn, these Jews, these Judeo-Christians, and about the fucking handing over of our country to them, or you ask them about the BLM or the police state, and they ain't quite on board with the fucking Hammonds, okay? You treasonous pieces of trash. This is the accumulation of years of effort on behalf of this industry to restore a family's livelihood. And not the industry, and it's family, but it's in, no. You don't get to walk that fucking fence. It is industry, and it's a part. And I'll tell you, they worked hand in hand with the BLM that they created to run the us subjects off of the public fucking lands that belong to us. Okay. And they see us as subjects, too. Make no mistake about it. We speak on behalf of the livestock producers nationwide and saying thank you to the acting Interior Secretary of the fucking illegal, fraudulent corporation. They don't care. They don't care. It's an illegal corporation. You're not even living in the fucking republic anymore. It's a goddamn corporate aristocracy, but hey, man, you've got bucks. You're comfortable. You got land to kick back on, and you got a place to sit there and feel good while the rest of your fucking people are being shit on, and you don't give a fuck about us. And that's what drives me crazy about, you know, the militia that went out to a goddamn Bunkerville for those fucking elitist pricks. Never again. Never again. That's why they've joined with. I mean, goddamn. The international communist Trump, hallowed be his name. They don't care. These communists. He's working for them. He's doing the bidding. He's going to see that the handful that support him, that, you know, the people who betray the rest of us, that they are rewarded, and that's all they've ever counted on. Secretary David Bernhardt and his team, who worked to correct the hardships that this family face. You fucking. Additionally, Ethan Lane, Senior Executive Director of PLC and NCBA Federal Lands, issued the following statement on behalf of the Hammond Ranches. The Hammonds have asked me to convey their appreciation to the Acting Secretary. Now, this is Acting Secretary. This is a fucking illegal bureaucracy that cannot exist, that is in violation of our fucking ninth article of our Bill of Rights. It is a part of a corporate aristocracy. That's who you're praising, because that's who you, hey, man, you know, you're further up in the royal line of royalty. So you think that you got a pass, but this is worldwide. You're not going to make that $550 million mark, okay? And you bastards, you'll deserve everything you get for aiding and abetting and joining with the enemy that you know is the fucking enemy. And the Bureau of Land Management that killed fucking Lavoie Finnegan for reissuing their grazing permits, their grazing permissions. Now, hey, you know what? Nobody asked me about that. That's my fucking land. There was no due process taking that land away from me that they could tell anybody they could do anything with it or have any kind of exclusive right to it. I've been paid nothing. I've agreed to nothing. And if I'm out that way, I will go out on that land as I please, and you fucking Hammonds had better keep your fucking ass away from me. They are looking forward to digging into the specifics of the reinstatement and finally getting back to the business of ranching. Background. In 2012, Oregon ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond were convicted of felony arson and sentenced to 5 years imprisonment under the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. This conviction was the result of two routine backburn fires started on their private property, spreading to small parcels of adjacent federal land. No, it ain't federal land. It's the people's fucking land. It's my fucking land. And you see, I would have went out there and I would have fucking defended these pricks because it was double jeopardy. It was a violation of the Bill of Rights. But this is why they would not. They didn't want to talk to me or anybody who's fucking real. No, we're all you know, cliques and cabals. We can find a way to get along because we got to keep the 75% of you fucking subjects under fucking control now, don't we? On July 10th of 2018, President Trump signed executive grants of clemency for both men. However, the initial convictions resulted in the loss of Hammond Ranch's BLM grazing permits. Today, the Department of the Interior notified Ham and Ranches that their grazing permits had been reinstated. So everything worked out good for them. Rest in peace, Lavoie Finnegan. You went out to fucking try to right a wrong when you weren't even wanted there. They don't want you into their inner circles to where they make sure that they have everything easy and set on their asses while you work to fucking support their fucking worthless asses while they're using your fucking land without you getting a penny for it. And letting their cattle that they sell eat up the fodder for your deer so you don't have no deer to eat or elk to eat either. After four cops shot in Houston, police promised to go after and track down those who criticize police. And you know we're going to have a good time with this one. Free Thought Project. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Charles Walker for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Luckily, that's
me.
That's you, brother. Luckily, and that's an opinion. The officers are all expected to survive, although two of the officers are in critical condition. The two suspected drug dealers, and Corky was talking on the goddamn the intel thing this morning. It said that there was information coming out that they were at the wrong address. I can't confirm or deny that one bit, but he did say that. Drug dealers were both shot and killed during the raid. On Monday afternoon around 5 p.m., a dozen SWAT team members with Houston's Narcotics Department, along with six other patrol officers, descended on the Pecan Park home to serve a search warrant. According to police, their undercover agents had purchased black tar heroin from the home several times before the raid. Did they have warrants for these people, for the property? Well, I mean,
And they just shot that woman. They said, well, it looked like she was moving for her shotgun. She didn't have nothing.
Of course they did. This is murder incorporated.
15 of them on one person.
Well, that's the kind of cowards they are. That's what we've been trying to explain to you people. We outnumber them thousands to one. They are so cowardly, they won't come at you without 15 to 1. What does that tell you about why are we sitting here on our ass taking this shit? We'll get back to it when we get back from our break.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro-FM Chilliwack from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time. That was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution, and fuck you. We're disgusting. That's all I can tell you. We're pathetic that we haven't taken care of this shit a long fucking time. Generations ago. Oh, we're talking about after four cops are shot in Houston, police promise to go after and track those who criticize police. Oh, really? On Monday afternoon, around 5 p.m., the SWAT team, Houston's Narcotics Department, descended on, Pecan Park, home to serve a search warrant. According to police, their undercover agents had purchased black tar heroin from the home several times before the raid. As police approached the door, however, the suspects inside opened fire, and I believe this because this is the goddamn corporation telling me so, opened fire and four of the officers were shot. Another officer injured his knee during the raid but was not shot. During the exchange, the two suspects were both shot and killed. Case closed. After the raid, Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo, and the Texas governor issued statements decrying the horrific attack on police officers. You came and you attacked their home. They were defending themselves. You motherfuckers, you couldn't have had a warrant for them because they're American nationals and there are no common law courts to get a lawful warrant for anybody in this, any American national. On police officers and ask for prayers. I bet you got them too. After the governor and the chief issued their statements of support for the officers and asked folks to keep them in their thoughts, Houston Police Officers Union President Joe Gamald, is what it looked like, Gamald, Houston Police Union. You see, these, what you got working, people got to understand, this is fucking Blackwater. This is like what they unleashed on the goddamn people in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Blackwater. And that's how they think they're going to fucking treat with us. But there's one little difference. We're going to fucking shoot you. We're going to destroy your fucking asses. Joe Gamaldo went on the offensive, noting that we've had enough. Have you really? You think you've had a fucking enough? You're about to find out who's had a fucking enough. After the we've had enough. We are sick and tired of dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and terrorize the motherfucking population into subjugation to the corporate aristocracy. That's what you're hired for, you corporate mercenary son of a bitch and foreign bastard. And if you are a national of this country, you are a fucking traitor to the republic, to the people, and absolutely to the Bill of Rights, you piece of shit. We've had enough. We are sick and tired of dirtbags, huh? Enough is enough. While it is extremely acceptable for an officer to be angry and voice their opinion about criminals who try to shoot them, and they're not officers. They're equivalent of Blackwater. What is the fucking difference? They contract out to the corporate state or the corporate county or whatever the fucking corporate unit is in the equation. Just like Blackwater. That's what this is. I mean, they've tried to outsource the goddamn armies with unions. That's what this is. I mean, this is that we talk about it all the time. These are mercenaries enforcing what they know to be unlawful goddamn orders, what they know to be attacks upon the people's rights. This is to that 75% they can't control, and this is how they aim to try to control us with their standing army of fucking mercenaries. I'll tell you what, mercenary. We'll see if your fucking paycheck's worth, if you kill me for your paycheck, or I'll kill you defending my home and hearth, you son of a bitch. About criminals also try to shoot the opinion about criminals who try to shoot them. Gamaldi then took it a step further and went after people who may just be critical of police. They're not just critical of you, you sons of bitches. You have declared war on the people of the United States of these Americas. You have declared war on our Bill of Rights, on our right to be fucking left alone. You can expect fucking lead both ways. We're not just gonna, oh, we're just supposed to stand there and just let them shoot us, beat us, kill our dogs, kill, you know, fucking burn our houses, whatever they do. Don't you dare fight back, you scum. You're the fucking scum, you treasonous piece of shit. He then threatened that they will be tracking these people who are critical of cops. Good. You'll be running into more of them that are ready to fucking shoot your asses and blow your asses away. If you're the ones that are out there spreading the rhetoric that police officers are the enemy, you are the fucking enemy by definition of the English language. You were created by a fucking fraudulent corporation that cannot exist, that was created through fraud and fucking blackmail, murder, any duplicit act you can think of. You are not a lawful fucking, you have no lawful authority over any American national, you piece of corporate fucking mercenary shit. And that's what every one of them is. The only law there was ever supposed to be in this country was the goddamn sheriff or the constable sworn into the people's jurisdiction under the common law. Just know we've all got your number now. We've got your fucking number too, buddy. We are going to be keeping track of all of y'all, and we're going to make sure that we hold you accountable every time you stir the pot on our police officers. Are you really? What are you going to do, you motherfucker, huh? Are you going to go get just write yourself up a warrant to start attacking people because they will not bow down, because they won't bend over at the ditch and let you put the bullet in their head? Because you found that the fucking American people are going to fight back? You're starting to get, I mean, this same guy, we couldn't find it, but we were listening to the things this morning. And he talked about we've only had like 100,000 contacts, and all these, only 990 some people have been shot. You fuckers, you have no authority in this country. You have contracted with a fucking illegal entity that is a fucking illegal occupation of our country, that we have the right to shoot the fuck out of here. you along with it. And when you make your fucking threat, you better realize you're threatening 40 million motherfuckers that have had it up to their eyebrows with your shit. Bitch. On public officers, we've had enough, folks. We're out there doing our jobs. You're out there fucking committing treason daily. You out there as a fucking mercenary force that cannot exist in this country. Oppressing and putting tyranny on our people and murdering our people. We see it every day. We know exactly what you fucking are. Corporate. We're not your fucking, you know what? We're not your fucking subjects. We're armed motherfuckers. And you come and subjugate us if you can. Our jobs every day, putting our lives on the line for our families. You put your life on your line just getting up in the goddamn morning, just being an American national anymore. Kill you over a fucking signal light. These fucking bastards will. Oh, why do they hate us? Well, I can't figure it out. Gamalti is angry. You think you're angry. You don't know what fucking angry is, bitch. And rightfully so. Four of his friends were shot and nearly died, but threatening to go after individuals who are critical of police is certainly not the answer and will undoubtedly lead to more suffering on both sides of the thin blue line. The thin blue line is there's no lines no more, you sons of bitches. We know what you are. You're a foreign fucking force trying to take our Bill of Rights away from us, and we will fight you to the death. Does Gamaldi think we shouldn't be critical of police when they shoot? Quit calling them police. Call them what they are. This is the equivalent of Blackwater. You tell me what the fucking difference is. They're both contracted out to fucking enforce corporate dictate, or like over in Iraq. That's what they were doing, wasn't it? Isn't the United States a corporation? So weren't they contracted by the United States to fucking go and kill the Iraqi people? Weren't they? To torture them? Remember Abu Ghraib? It was run by these same kind of son of a bitches right here. That's what they do to you if they get a hold of you. Critical of police when they shoot and kill innocent children like Jeremy Matt Martis. We can go on. We can put a list that's fucking 50 miles long of the fucking murders they've committed on our people and just walked away from it because they were hired to do it. That was what they were hired to do. The government can't go. I mean, government. The corporation can't go after its subcontractors for fulfilling their contracts. Now, can they? What about the cops right down the road in infamous Baxter County who shot and killed 6-year-old Cameron Prescott and faced no consequences? And until they start facing consequences, they're going to just keep fucking up and in. But some people are getting tired of it. Some people are ready with their guns. I said, yeah, you're going to get us. This guy got fucking shot, 4 of you. And it's a goddamnable shame he didn't kill every goddamn one of you. Because you are a foreign fucking force in our country trying to inflict tyranny on us under contract. And in this goddamn corporate fucking aristocracy, every one of you gets a goddamn rope. Because you are accessories to every fucking murder that these contractors have committed against our people. Should we not be able to criticize? Well, by God, we are. FEMA director, okay, that was the end of that one here. Let's go on to the next one. But it's getting better. FEMA director calls citizens cattle. Well, I ain't a citizen in the first place. I'm an American national. An individual, free, sovereign American national. But I have no doubt he called us cattle. And boy, this is another good one. Concerned U.S. Patriots, this is put out by Concerned U.S. Patriots, sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. During a government shutdown that furloughed hundreds of thousands of workers, the Federal Energy Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, continued operating quietly, received a $400 million budget. And when everything else, how did they do that? It must be something in that corporate world where, you know, they change the rules at will. They change the conditions at will. Well, yeah, of course you're going to. It must be run by a Jew. Budget increase to further its insidious agenda to enslave or eradicate a majority of the population. At the at an agency meeting last Tuesday, FEMA Director Brock Long told regional subordinates that citizens who question the agency's mission are nothing more than cattle and must be treated as hostile combatants. See, here's another goddamn, here's another Blackwater. That's what FEMA is. Contracted to fucking kill you. He cited a recent disturbance in fire-stricken Paradise, California. Local subversives, he said, protested FEMA's presence by forming a human blockade to prevent agents from unlawfully trespassing on private property or entering the charred remains of scorched homes and businesses. A group of approximately 25 persons held protest signs reading, FEMA, we don't want you here, and FEMA, go home. But you're just a fucking subject. I'll tell you what, the king will send some of his contracted or his, he'll go to his fiefdoms and have some of his mercenaries sent to fucking put you in your place and shut your fucking mouth or kill you. Long told colleagues that agents must not hesitate, listen to this, to use discreet lethal force if citizens defy FEMA's authority. They have no fucking authority over us. You show me where the American people granted any kind of such authority to any fucking, the only authority that was ever granted was through the original Constitution, and that fucker's gone. So what they're talking about here is corporate authority. That's why FEMA might as well be Walmart. There ain't no goddamn difference, people. And reminded them that powers granted by the Patriot Act, listen to this shit, absolve agents of criminal malfeasance when acting in the line of duty. What is your duty? What were you contracted to do? Were you contracted to go down here and fucking kill Americans? That's what you're contracted to do, to beat them into submission or kill them or torture them like you did at Abu Ghraib. He warned them, however, not to shoot anybody in the presence of the media personalities. Okay, fuck, what am I reading here, people? What has this country become? Taking babies for parts. I mean, right? I mean, this isn't like an abortion in the early stages of pregnancy. This is a kid. This is a child that took a breath of air. Kill it. Because some Chinaman will pay you big money for what's inside of them body parts. What kind of people we become? Our FEMA source said the following. Brooke Long continues to perceive everyday people, subjects of the aristocracy, as a threat to his authority. I bet you do. And what happened in California has strengthened his paranoia. He wants the population subservient to FEMA. So are you reading it? See, they're telling you now. The people, this country started out, the people, it was clear the people were the authority and the government was subservient to the people. They were the public servants, remember? Now you got him talking about, he wants the population subservient to FEMA. That is having an authority over you other than that, the only authority that can be over you, and that's through the common law jurisdiction invoked by another American national. And nobody in the fucking government can operate in a court that can get any kind of jurisdiction over you because the government was never to have any authority over the people. That was plain and clear from the beginning. But I guess if you just keep easing it in and saying it this way, now they're at the point where they're saying, we're the fucking authority, you're going to mind. We rule you, subject. To him, you are all livestock ready for the slaughterhouse. I get it. We get it. We've got it. That's why you're starting to see these fucking cops getting their, these fucking corporate mercenaries getting their asses blown away. We're talking about a man who has ordered agents to toss people off boats. Even subverse supervisors who disagree with his policies are powerless to stop him. Really? What kind of fucking maniacal maniac you got running around out there? It's like the guy, the chink up there, openly saying, yeah, we're perpetrating a communist revolution to overthrow your government. Oh, okay, have a nice day. I think that's called subversion, isn't it? Inciting sedition, isn't it? That's what it'd be called if I was doing it. That's why they can't do anything to us, because all we're doing is talking about the goddamn law that's written, that's the ratified law of this country and the violations thereof. We are speaking out against the people who are trying to subvert our fucking government, our government, which is the government of the people, which is the self-government under the common law, in the common law courts, under the common law jurisdiction. This is our source. This, our source added, is because Long, who was appointed by Trump in June 2017. Oh, there's a surprise. I told you, when the election was going on, I told you he was being put in place to do what Obama couldn't do, because it would have been like Hillary, you know, starting to do it. But he's putting in place the police state. Now all we need is a fucking national emergency to put it all into gear. And boy, we can get that down there on that border, because they just cannot agree on $5.7 billion to give to the Jew contractors. And boy, if we don't, boy, he's going to declare an emergency with zero authority to do so. We never gave any authority to any government to fucking cancel our goddamn rights or suspend them. They are traitors. They have betrayed us. There's not enough hours in a month to account all of the ways they have betrayed us. Not to mention it's an occupation. It's a foreign occupation. It's not our government. It is a fucking international corporation that has taken over our fucking country, and now they have hired foreign mercenaries to fucking beat us into compliance or kill us. Period. He admits, however, that Trump may be oblivious to Long's hatred of Americans. Oh, I'm sure he is. That fucking Trump, he smiles at you. You people are so goddamn stupid, it makes me want to puke. Not you people who understand, of course. Present company accepted. But you people, that son of a bitch and smiles in your face, that multi-billionaire that would have you fucking groveling at his feet, licking his shoes, kowtowing to him, because he's got the mammon. He's got piles of it. He's a king right now, or an emperor at least, because they're calling it an empire. Hatred of Americans and propensity for violence. Long is a master manipulator. He told Trump he wanted to help him make America great again. How many times do they think they can keep saying that to where it's just a snicker and a grin? I mean, looking out the side of your face, you know, talking out the side of your mouth, right? Really? Sure sounds like it's great. It sure looks like it's greater to me. Let's build some fucking nukes. Great again, and spun yarns about abolishing Obama-era laws and rebuilding the agency's tarnished image. Brock is and always has been a deep state operative. There is no deep state. There is no deep state operatives. There is a fucking illegal corporate aristocracy that has declared themselves your ruler, your king, and you their subjects, that they can do with as they please. And they are enforcing it by hiring fucking private contractors, like this goddamn police agency. That's one that we were talking about before. Is no different than Blackwater. Same son of a bitches. Different. I mean, they might have a different union badge. That's it. But they are there to beat the people into submission or to kill them. One of the two. Trump probably didn't know, huh? Brock has always been a deep state operative. Fuck you. Trump probably didn't know and supported him because he took advice from his inner circle. It's Trump. Who is this Trump's ass-sucking people here? Oh, concerned U.S. patriots. Oh, you're some more of those 3%ers and those oath keepers. You're the Tory militia out there, huh? I mean, you'll ride it up, but if you get a roundtail, FEMA was operating without bothering you and your class in this class system that can't exist, that the Bill of Rights does not allow. Nobody is superior right over anybody else. It would all be all right with you, just like it's all right with the Hammonds, just like it's all right with the Bundys. I guess we better figure out fucking who's who in the zoo, as Mark likes to say, because it ain't me and you. It's them against us. And like I said, watch for them bullets coming at your six. That being said, we are at the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, all you subjects have a great evening, and that is The Word from the Trenches.